Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on February 15 regarding Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Burke, B-U-R-K-E. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Burke as described in the reports listed above. Apparently, she is now a 66-year-old woman who, again, described she was injured at work on 6-7-05. Apparently, she had further evaluation and treatment, including 4 knee surgeries. Apparently, the first was a partial replacement, the second a total replacement, the third a revision surgery, and the fourth revision of rods. Period. She has completed a course of active treatment. Apparently, she denies any previous injuries or problems with the right knee. Apparently, she states that at some point she had a left total knee replacement, unrelated to the subject event. Apparently, paragraph for the record supplied. She received an order approving settlement on 10/28/19 to be inserted. Apparently, she then applied for a reopener. Apparently, paragraph additional medical records show on 10/11/18 the petitioner was seen by Dr. Tozzi, T-O-Z-Z-I, 1 year out from her total knee arthroplasty. Paired x-rays of the left knee showed overall position was solid to the femur, tibia, and patella, where there was good alignment, good balance, and good positioning. Paired he wanted her to continue with conservative care and follow up in 1 year. For the left knee and April for the right knee. Period. On this visit, she was following up for the left knee unrelated arthroplasty. Period. She then saw Dr. Tozzi again on 4/4/19 relative to both knees. Period. Wrote x-rays showed perfect positioning and solid alignment to the prosthesis. Period. There were no zones of lucency. Period. The overall position was absolutely perfect. Perfect. Period. Relative to the right knee, the sleeve in place, stem above, a large spacer from the revision surgeries. Period. On the anterior, posterior, and lateral views, all is well positioned. Period. There were no zones of lucency. Period. On the left, they had solid alignment to the prosthesis with good positioning to the stem. There's good positioning to the component of the femur and solid positioning of the patella. Period, there were no zones of lucency. Period, the patient definitely had a weak VMO on the left and stressed to her to try to get this stronger. Period, she was again given exercise sheets. Period, he opined her right knee was stabilized and she was pretty much plateaued from active orthopedic intervention for both knees. Period. He was going to follow her with radiographic studies to check the prosthetic devices. Period. New paragraph on 6/11/20. Ms. Burke saw Dr. Tozzi again. Period. Her right knee arthroplasty was over 10 years earlier, and the left knee was 3 years before. Period. She continued to have some discomfort in the right knee, but was ambulating comfortably. Period. She does have some discomfort in the left knee, but nothing like the right. Period. X-rays of the knees were repeated. Period. There was no indication of premature polyethylene wear or osteolysis on the right. In particular, period. On exam, she had amazing flexion extension with full extension, 130 degrees of flexion. Period, there was no instability. Period, she had minimal tendonitis in the right knee. Period, she definitely had weakness in the VMO on the left. Period, her balance and core were definitely weak. Period, he needed her to work on the core, quad strengthening, VMO exercises, and balance. Period, she has definitely gained weight, and he advised her regarding weight reduction. Period. In paragraph on 8/5/21, Dr. Tozzi saw her again. Period, he wrote she had a revision right total knee arthroplasty in February 2012. Apparently, she had a left total knee arthroplasty on 10/23/17. Apparently, she continues to have some discomfort in both knees. Apparently, she also has chronic intermittent low back pain due to an abnormal gait. Apparently, the left knee had lateral pain for the last few months. Apparently, she also reports occasional clicking on the left side. Period. On this visit, X-rays of the right knee showed an artificial knee joint, as was the case on the left. Period. After exam by this physician assistant, she was also given a diagnosis of iliotibial band tendonitis, for which icing and Voltaren gel were recommended to the left knee. Period. Physical exam. Lower extremities inspection revealed decreased skin turgor bilaterally. Appeared there were well-healed longitudinal scars anteriorly at the knees. Appeared the one on the right measured 5.5 inches and on the left 5 inches. Appeared there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of both hips was full without crepitus, but bilateral internal rotation elicited tenderness. Period. Motion of both knees was full, but she had crepitus on both with no tenderness. Period. Motion of the ankles was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. From a seated position, manual muscle testing was 5-5. Resisted bilateral hamstring and quadricep strength. Period when prone, these were 5/5 bilaterally. Period she was tender to palpation at the left knee, lateral joint line, and prepatella area, but there was none on the right. Knee maneuvers normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She was able to walk on her heels and toes with support. Period she changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 75 degrees and rise. Period she sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 70 degrees. Period extension, bilateral rotation, and side bend were accomplished fully. Period she was tender to palpation about the greater trochanters bilaterally. Period the rest of that section is normal. She verbalized that she sustained nerve damage in the right leg after surgery. Period impressions. Deborah Burke reports having injured her right knee at work on 6/7/05, as marked in my most recent report. Period, since evaluated here, she received an order approving settlement on 10/28/19 and then reopened her claim. Period, to that end, she saw Dr. Tozzi on 10/11/18. Period, he performed serial x-rays of the knees that showed what in his words were perfect positioning. Period. He did note she had VMO atrophy on the left leg, for which he encouraged her to exercise. Period. This was not related to the incident of 6/7/05. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found full range of motion of both knees with crepitus. Period. Strength was somewhat variable depending on whether she was seated or prone. Period provocative maneuvers of the knees were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period she ambulated with a physiologic gait and did not require a handheld assistive device to do so. Period in paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation will be inserted as marked. Period. End.